Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist here, and Drew wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is a well-established business, he did want me to apply the established business rate, making it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. And I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're familiar with that local pack, right? That map that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go, you know, as consumers when we need something and we don't know who to call. And of course, customers will find you without knowing the name of your business, but they're going on Google. They're going on Bing. They're looking for charging installation for EV or whatever they might be typing in, right? As long as it's a service you want to be found for, and as long as they're in your service area, that roughly 30 miles, your business will pop up as one of those options. And of course, people will call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate and it is offered on a month-to-month basis. Now, that being said, we would be able to easily cover your entire service area. We don't draw a big circle around you 30 miles. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found, especially by residential clients. Drew says you can also take on commercial clients if it's a good fit for you. Now, he says you've got a website in process. You're building a new website?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing that yourself or having someone else build it for you?
I'm doing it myself. I'm familiar with creating a basic website.
Right. How far along are you with that website, or when do you think it would be completed?
Do you guys offer the website?
We do. Yeah, we do offer websites. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one or are working on one. In fact, let me see what I can do here. I mean, it's a month-to-month service, right? So we want you to see success from the very beginning. So we do know that a website's an important component to kind of giving the potential customers, the people in your area that would be needing your services, the reasons to call you. I mean, that's the whole point. It's not just about putting you on the first page of Google so they can see you, but giving them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Getting your phone ringing is our ultimate goal here, so we certainly know that a website's very important. Now, if you ever do decide that you wanted to complete the website that you're building and have us promote that one down the line, we definitely could do that. If you already have a domain, we could use that domain, though, and build out a new website. Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. In fact, I'm messaging my supervisor right now to see if I can include a website at no additional cost. The package that I would recommend for that 30-mile service area kind of in and around Sacramento, that's the Platinum package. It does come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website, but I'm actually requesting for the website upgrade, custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. It's part of our other packages. You know, if you're going 100 miles or more, you know, we'd be looking at doing one of those other packages. But I think that Platinum package would be ideal for you, but I do want to get that website upgrade. So I'm making that request. I should hear back in a minute or so here, because obviously we want to give customers what they want to see. First page placement is important. That's the most important thing. Some business owners go the wrong way. They spend thousands of dollars, have, you know, a web developer take many months to build out this custom website, but then it's just a digital business card. It's not on the first page where most people go, and you'd have to tell people the name of your website. I think what you want is just for people in your area to find you, find a website for you, pick up the phone and call you without already knowing the name of your company. So this is for Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook, and I think Facebook paid ads would go a long way. You know, those retargeting ads, let's say someone does go on Google and they type in, you know, EV charging installation, and then later on that day or later on that week, they're on their Facebook page. what would happen is your business would pop up, an ad for your company with your website attached will pop up on those retargeting ads. In fact, even if they haven't already done a search for your services, they can still see your ads as part of their scroll on their website. They click on it. Now, you'd be looking at a flat rate here on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299.00. It's actually 50% off the normal cost of the Platinum package. You would see that reduced rate as long as you keep the services, save $300 each and every single month. And although I have cut the cost of that package in half, the $100 of Facebook ads that is part of that $599 package, you'd still get that included in the $299. Now, the $100 of Facebook ads goes a long way, about 400 clicks. Actually, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So you'd be looking at about 400 clicks every month from someone in your area looking on their Facebook page. And of course, you'll be the top option when someone's actively trying to find someone when they're going on Google or Bing. So it kind of covers all of your bases. It is a month-to-month service. And of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate, that $299. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though. Is that something you think you might want for the business at this point?
Well, you definitely provided a lot of, crucial information in regards to how we can get the type of eyes onto our business,
course.
On our website,
right.
From the platforms that are important. So let me understand this, because as we were talking, I was going online and just looking to see if I went to Google, if I went to Bing, you know, who's actually popping up. And
right.
First and foremost, we see that are larger, that are using Qmerit, which we've been researching as well, which is a third-party company that I believe Smud is attached to, and they reach out to different larger companies that provide the same service. So how do we compete in our area? What does your company do to make sure that we show up first when compared to like Home Depot, Lowe's, who are attached to this very large company who sends out their technicians?
Right, right. So, I mean, obviously, you know, the companies that pop up, they're not always the biggest companies or the most established businesses or even the ones that do the best job in town. But for like the ads and things like that, you will see the Lowe's and Home Depot popping up. That local map that pops up just below that, that's where we'd be talking about putting you there. And you'll never see the nationwide chains in that local map because it's reserved for businesses that are in the local area. But the businesses that pop up there are there because they have the right content online. We are Google partners. In fact, let me go ahead and do this right now. I'm going to send you out a link to our pricing page. Now, of course, we're not Google. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that they are Google, you know, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google does make these phone calls, but it is only for companies that have 100 locations or more. For other businesses, smaller, medium-sized companies, they did start a partnership program about 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We'll actually celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. The name of the company is Local Splash. We're right here in California. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link I just sent out to you by SMS is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it is the link to the pricing page off of our website. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you maybe able to see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I do.
Perfect. Now, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. And there's a lot more that you can do on there other than just, you know, seeing how well the service is working. You can, of course, upload photos. You can monitor your reviews, too, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we're creating all the content that Google wants to see. And like a website, it talks about your services and your service area, kind of reinforcing the fact that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide that service. So wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So it's very easy from one place to request reviews or respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we could actually respond to reviews for you at no additional cost. Of course, Now, we have, like I said, been in business for over 19 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. That's a long time, really, for any company. And certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it works, right? You'll see a blue-tinted photo that kind of outlines some of the things that we do, at least in the very beginning. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner, and a box that says Google Partner with a colorful G inside. You can click anywhere on that box. It's not just like copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. If it were, that'd be a dead giveaway. If you ever see that, someone sends you information, you can't click on the partnership badge. It's not legit. But if you click on that link, it does go directly to google.com/partner, of course. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. Now, that makes all the difference in the world because Google does frequently make changes to that PAC algorithm. And whether they're big changes or small, because we're Google partners, they let us know about it ahead of time. So we'll always have the right content that keeps you ahead of your competitors right there on that first page where people can find you and call you, and that's really what it's all about. Now, underneath that, it says SEO packages.
Paul, I'm going to pause for a second. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I appreciate all the information, but it's a lot to take in, and I do have questions. So
absolutely. Ask all your questions.
So I'm trying to understand. One second. I'm sorry. Something has changed on my phone here. Okay, so I'm just trying to understand exactly what this package is, exactly what our business would be getting and how we would benefit from us being, providing a niche service in our area. So
sure.
If I were to be looking for someone to install my EV charger, and I went to my phone and I Googled that, you're saying that what I'm paying for monthly for $299, I would get exactly what?
First page placement. So you'll be one of those initial options that people see on that first result when they type in those searches. And again, you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you. As long as it's a service that you want to be found for, we'll create the content that would have you pop up on that first page. Now, you'll never be the only option that pops up when people do that type of search. And of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but that's okay. I actually think that's a good thing. I mean, the calls that you get will be from someone who would be seeing the website that we built for you first and then deciding to call you. Usually by the time they start dialing your phone number, they're hoping you're available. They want to work with you. Okay. They saw something on the website that they liked. Now, of course, as an option on that first page, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's simply where most people go. Google's been tracking it for a very long time. And as long as you're on that first page, you will get phone calls. In fact, you're typically going to see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for your services translating into direct phone call. And there's thousands of searches in your service area for the keywords related to the services that you provide every single month. So, I mean, let's say it's like 2,000 searches. I can look myself and find out, you know, give me a couple of keywords and I can type it in and we'll see exactly what it was. But if there's 2,000 searches in your service area in a 30-day period for your services, not that that's even 2,000 people doing a single search. A lot of people search more than once and maybe a couple of different ways. You would see between 20 and 40 phone calls coming directly from someone who would have seen your website and then decided to call you. So even a modest conversion with those types of numbers would more than offset the cost of that $299. And like I said, I'm hoping I can get that website included.
Now, you know, being that we just, like I said, did a trial run with Yelp, doing some similar things here. Mm-hmm. And there were hidden costs that we were not told about.
Boy.
And that's what we're,
Yeah, that's never
that's
fun.
That's why I was saying, okay. Yeah, that wasn't fun at all because, you know, it was something that they kind of hooked us in with a trial basis. And from what we learned through the trial basis, you know, things were, they just weren't consistent. We weren't necessarily getting the job that we, you know, wanted to actually do, even though it did produce some jobs for us. Ultimately, we never got one lead in a little bit over a 30-day period. We didn't get one job, to say. One job. We didn't actually put one job for what we wanted to do. But, and this was supposed to be a trial basis with them doing some advertising and things for us. And then we still ended up paying about the same amount that they were supposedly giving us. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
But we're more so concerned about, you know, getting with the company and seeing what you actually do and making sure that you are worth the money that we're paying. So how does that work with someone who's new?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, obviously that.
Someone who want to see how it works.
Yeah. So, I mean, with us, it's straightforward pricing, right? There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. In fact, before we would even get anything started, because we are a Google partner, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, if it's something you decide to move forward with, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly outlines that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that there's no hidden fees, no taxes or surcharges or fees for this or that or anything like that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job or percentage of your profits. The voice verification clearly states that it would be that exact rate, that flat rate, that $299, and, of course, on a month-to-month basis. Now, you know, obviously, our job is to keep your phone ringing, and we do create the content that Google wants to see. So whether it is something like Yelp or Facebook that most people are familiar with, or any of the other destinations and directories that are not well known to the public, we create that content. And we don't really create it for potential customers to see. We create it for Google to see. I mean, the reason it's called a search engine, it's not because people go on there and do a search. What we type in looking for a result, that's actually called a query. But when we do that thing, when we type something in, Google and Bing search the internet. They search and see, and it happens instantaneously, what information is related to that person's query. So someone types in EV charging installer near me or whatever, right? Google looks to see, well, where is this person located and who could definitely perform that service. So the companies, again, that pop up on the first page kind of reassure Google time and again on various destinations and platforms that they would provide that service, okay? So any of the content Google wants to see, even when they make changes to that pack or map algorithm, usually they just want us to add additional directories or stop creating certain directories, take down directories. Whatever those changes are, they let us know. So you'll always have the right content that talks about your services, talks about your service area. That way when someone in your service area does a search for something you do, your business would be one of those options on that first page. Like I said, you won't ever be the only company that pops up, but as long as you're in that initial search result, one of the first few companies that people see, and again with a professional website and everything else attached, your reviews and photos and things like that, it gives people the reasons to click on your listing, look at your website, and then from there pick up the phone to call you. So it is a flat rate, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, residential or even if it's a commercial job, it's just that flat rate of exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. It is our established business rate, and you would see that savings every month. So it would never go up on you. It's a fixed rate as well as that flat rate.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so you would create the website,
Mm-hmm.
You would, and as far as creating content, what do you need from me to create this content?
So one of the very first things that we would do, it's called a client interview. So one of our technicians will want to talk to you about how you want your website to look. You know, things like mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we would want you to send us photos, anything relevant to your business, services, service area, your work vehicle, you know, before and after photos of the work, anything like that that you wanted on your website. Of course, we would ask you to send us those photos. Now, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included. I'm hoping I can get the initial construction of the website included as well. But we can always add additional photos or update content on the website. Some of our clients actually love that there's a website editor tool. Like I said, there's a lot that you can do with your tracking with your client dashboard, more than just the tracking of the success of the account. You can, if you wanted to, upload photos, make content changes, even to the website itself. Some of our clients love that. I think the majority of our clients, though, just want us to take care of everything, make sure that their phone is ringing. Either way, whether you're making changes to your website or if we make those changes, there's no additional cost for that.
Okay. So let me do some more research. I'm actually just doing some research for myself in regards to that. I've never heard of your company. I definitely have heard of services provided, you know, SEO search engine type services for marketing provided from individual companies such as yours. Because I've never heard of the company, and just because of what I've just went through with a very large, well-known company like Yelp, I just want to make sure that, you know, what you say you can do for the company is actually true. Is there anywhere I can go to see someone's business that has been successful with your services?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you know, off the top of my head, I know that one of our clients, and this is a hair salon in Baltimore, okay? You can imagine how many hair salons there are in Baltimore. And I think they still have a landing page. They're perfectly happy with, I don't think we ever upgraded their website. But if you type in hair salon Baltimore, it's Studio 1622, I believe. They pop up right on the first page as one of the very first options. And there's, I mean, hundreds, if not, you know, more hair salons in Baltimore.
Do you have any that are local then?
Well, first of all, you'd be the only company that we'd be working with for these types of services in the Sacramento area. Let me just do this for you. I mean, you can certainly Google us. Last time I checked, last week, we had almost 1,000 Google reviews. 4.2 overall, so we're at 996 today. So we have 996 reviews on Google, a 4.2 average rating there, and you know, most of the clients that actually have used our services have given us a 5-star review. So we definitely would be able to do right by your company. Let me get an email address from you, and I'll send information out your way. A lot of information on that email, and then I'll follow up with you before the end of the day.
It's Neal Tech, NEALTEK, electric,
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay. Basically the name of the business, but the business itself is hyphenated, right? Neal hyphen tech?
Yeah.
Just not in the email, of course. So NealTechElectric@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll get that email out to you, and then, you know, feel free to look us up. If it's something that you decide to try out, obviously we can get things started and even schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Okay?
And like I said, I appreciate the information. What you're saying that you can do for us sounds great. I just wanted to make sure that it is something that actually can be delivered, because as I am doing my own research, I do see positive reviews, but I'm also seeing some complaints just in the last couple of months of companies that, you know, invested their money with you all and did not get what they expected. Some even saying, you know, business that they had accrued online for themselves being wiped out because they were replaced with what you all create for them, website-wise, or, you know, different, not accurate information to their address or phone number, things like that. So if
that's
you
really
have a website, so,
right. I mean, that's odd to, well, it's not surprising that someone might write something like that. Just, you know, I don't think it's true. I mean, the first thing that we would do is call the NAPW audit, send your name, address, phone number, and website. So we have to make sure that your business information is accurate, current, and consistent. That's one of the very first things that we would do, just to make sure that we can get you on that first page of Google and get you verified and recognized as a top option. So, I mean, I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. I actually used to work in client support, so I did, you know, have an opportunity to speak with clients that were happy, clients that were dissatisfied. I do know for a number of reasons people will write a bad review. I had one lady, I actually spoke with her, and that's why I was kind of surprised when I did see a bad review populate after that. But she had called, and she wanted some changes to her website, and she was pretty detailed about what those changes were, and I submitted them into our system, and our automated system sent her an email saying, you know, happy to speak with you, happy to make the changes. We'll get to those changes in the order that they were received, which is pretty standard. I mean, it simply means that if someone made the request before you, we're going to make changes to their website first. She wrote a scathing review, you know, why would I have to wait if I'm paying for the service, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, she said, give them a one-star review if I could. I mean, people will make stuff up to justify why they're writing a bad review, right? And people look for bad things, I think. But there are a lot of positive reviews. People actually love the service. People who have given it time to work actually see the results, you know. Some of the bad reviews are from people who maybe came from Yelp or came from like a paid lead service like Thumbtack or Angie's. They've already got it in their head that it's not going to work. Any first sign of a hiccup or maybe if it didn't happen as quickly as they expected, next thing you know, they start writing a bad review. They cancel before it even has an opportunity to work, right? This is not a lead-based service. It's not a directory like Yelp. It is a bit of a process to get you on that first page of Google. So, I mean, we fully expect you to see results in that first month, but the optimum results, best case scenario, does take about 45 to 60 days. But it is month to month for a good reason. We expect to earn your business even in that first month. But if you're expecting to have your phone ringing in the first 2 weeks and it doesn't happen, I mean, I would hope that you're not the kind of person that would go out there and write a bad review, because most of the reviews that we do have, and we see it, we track it, it's from an account that's 2 weeks old or 3 weeks old. So while we're still working to get things set up, people are already complaining. Mm-hmm. And we are not Google. We are a Google partner. So a lot of the things that we do are on Google's time frame. All we can do is submit the information and wait.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, you know, due to things taking about 30 days to get going, and you're saying that this is a $300 monthly charge, do you have a, you know, like a trial basis type of program so that I can see how this goes? Because I just don't feel comfortable initially with knowing that there is going to be time allotted for things to, you know, get set up, get going, you know, really
right.
Turn around on the effort done online. $300 for, you know, for marketing, and you're not sure what you're going to get out of it is not anything to sneeze at for us, because, like I said, we just spent $300 with Yelp and did not get one job. So, and that's the $300 out of our pocket, and about $900 worth of ads that they gave us. So, you know, that was over $1,000 worth of marketing, and we still didn't get one job that we asked for. So we just want to make sure.
I mean, for
we get
for
paying for.
Oh, I completely get it. I definitely understand. And first of all, I mean, Yelp does better with, you know, hair salons, nail salons, restaurants, of course. But for service-based businesses, when you're actually going out to someone's home, most people are going to Google it, right? They're going to want to make sure that the person coming out to them is someone that they can trust, and not everyone goes to Yelp for something like that. In fact, most people use Google for most things, so you're going to reach more people. Now, there's a lot of things that we do to get your phone ringing in that first month. Like I said, there's Facebook ads. While we're told that they take 7 to 10 business days to get set up, or we're told to say that, we do know from experience that it's usually 7 days or less. So even in that first week, you know, we've got things going for you. It takes us about 7 mm-hmm. to 10 days to build out your website. So, of course, that takes time and resources on our end. I mean, there's not like a free trial, because obviously we're investing in your success as much as you are. That platinum package that you see on the link I sent out to you is listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee. So that $898, that if you add them up together, that's about what we spend to get that package set up in that first month alone. So if we're dropping it down to $299 and waiving your setup fee, you save $599, right? And you're basically getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because once we do get your phone ringing and you've given it the opportunity and you see that it does work, it stays at $299. It doesn't go up to that $599. But that $299 with a custom website, and I did get and look at the response from my supervisor. He is allowing me to include the website upgrade, so not the landing page that comes with the platinum package, but the custom website, the My Site, that comes with the packages on the right-hand side. So you would be getting that custom website. But that does mean that at $299, we don't cover our cost, and we would lose money if you canceled after that first or even second month. We would have to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense financially for us when we're providing that service at that flat rate of $299. So I wouldn't even offer it to you below what it cost us to provide if I didn't already know that you'd be happy with the service, that you would keep it long term. Keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. I did send that email out to you, and there's a lot of information on there. Of course, if you're looking for a reason to try it, you'll find it. And I know that you kind of had a bad experience with Yelp, so you might be looking for reasons to not try it. You're going to find that too. But I know that in life, it's the decisions that we don't make that usually are the ones that haunt us in the end. You know, we have to continue to press forward and try things, even if it didn't work the first time. If we know it's good for us, you know, then we eventually work through it and find the right fit. Now, like I said, it is month to month for a very good reason. It's our job to get your phone ringing and keep it ringing and earn your business. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. Like I said, I have clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have.
Gotcha. Well, I do appreciate, you know, you taking the time out, giving me a lot to think about, and, you know, even the breakdown of reassurance of what you are actually offering us and when we can see, you know, the real proof in the pudding. You know, it's going to take about 30 days. And you're right. Looking at some of the reviews, it looks like people kind of jumped the gun in those first 2 weeks to 4 weeks, not mm-hmm. seeing what they want to see.
Right.
I guess for me, I would want to know, you know, this person, because a lot of times I get someone like you that knows what they're talking about, you know, great with communication, willing to do the follow-ups, willing to, you know, pull all the stops to get me confident and comfortable with your company in order to pass over my credit card. Once the credit card is given, I don't hear from Paul anymore. Now I'm passed over to someone who's actually created my account. And those are the people who are dealing with, you know, the actual information, the website building, all the technical stuff. And those people tend not to be good people.
people. So,
well,
that's my concern.
I hear you. I get it. And you can always contact me. You know, I'm going to send you right now my contact information. Now, I am on the phone a lot. I mean, I'll admit. I mean, obviously, we've been on the phone for quite a bit. And when this call ends, I'll be on another phone call within a few minutes. So it's kind of hard to get through to me directly. I mean, it's hit or miss, I would say. But I'm almost always able to return a phone call within a half an hour, and if not, then within the hour, almost always. So I am available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can call me. You also have my email address. You can email me, and I am responsive. You will have a dedicated team working on your account, you know, and everyone talks to each other. I mean, some people are building out your website. Some people are doing your Facebook ads. There's dedicated client support that you can speak with Monday through Friday with those same hours. So anyone who would answer the phone would have complete access to your account, and they're all very capable and knowledgeable. Like I said, I used to work in client support many, many, many years ago. But you are able to contact me at any time. And if I am in between phone calls, I'll answer the phone and talk to you about what you need and then pass that on to client support. But, you know, our goal is to keep you in the loop, you know, the entire time. And you do have 24/7 access to your tracking and reporting system. Of course, you can email us 24/7. We would respond, you know, during business hours. But, you know, I definitely hear your concerns, but I can't wear a black eye for what happened with the other companies that you've tried. You know, I just know that ours is a little bit different.
I definitely get that. And like I said, you definitely gave me a lot to think about. Let me, you know, mull this over, talk with my partner. He actually stepped in about midway through this conversation, so he's also been hearing, you know, some of what we've been discussing.
Okay.
And we can, you know, definitely get back with you, or you said you would give us a call at the end of the day,
I believe. Yeah, I already have it on my calendar at 3.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate that, Paul. And are you on the same time frame as we are? Are you East Coast, Central?
No. Like I said, we're headquartered in California, so that would be 3 p.m. that I would give you that call.
Okay. Cool deals. All right. Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing from you later on.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll talk to you at 3 and be happy to answer any questions that you or your partner might have at that time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.